It's time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we'll get to Kids Q in just a second, but we are joined today by Nick Malinowski, who is the Executive Director of Kids Notes, K-I-D-Z Notes. KidsNotes.org is their website. They've got a couple of really cool events coming up on top of the great work that they do all the time. Nick, thank you so much for being with us here in the studio today.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Tell us about Kids Notes. Who are you? What do you do?
Kids Notes provides completely free, very intensive classical music training to about 530 kids in the Triangle who might not otherwise have access to such high-level musical training. So we say that we change lives through ever-expanding participation in orchestras, bands, and choirs.
That's awesome. So do you work within the schools, or is it separate?
We partner directly with schools, and all of our instruction happens outside school time, after school, during the week, and on Saturday mornings. About 10 hours a week, so each kid gets about 400 hours a year of completely free high-level music instruction.
Awesome. How does it work? What's the model? How do you reach out to kids?
The model is inspired by a movement of music for social change that started in Venezuela in the 70s called El Sistema, through which about 1 million young people have come over the last 40 years. It's produced some of the best classical musicians in the world, including the music director of the LA Philharmonic, Gustavo Dudamel. So Kids Notes is modeled on that, the idea being that the musical ensemble is the greatest tool that we have, not just to create beauty, but to actually change lives. And how Kids Notes works specifically is that students, when they're in kindergarten and first grade, learn about the program, usually through the music teacher at their school, or through a sibling or a friend, and then they sign up for the program, start coming 4 days a week. Every kid starts on violin, and then after a year or two on violin, they have the option of choosing from any instrument of the orchestra.
How did you come to Kids Notes?
I came to Kids Notes because I happened to be from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So came back home about 3 years ago to return to, you know, where my family all are. And I was working for another education nonprofit and had heard about Kids Notes because of the name that we have in the community. And when the opportunity for the executive directorship came along, you know, my background is as an opera singer, a musician, as an educator, and a nonprofit administrator. It was really sort of the perfect marriage of the things that I am most passionate about and have the most experience in.
And working with so many hundred kids, you've got to see lives change on a regular basis. What is that like to see this?
It's unbelievable. I was talking to a parent the other day of a young girl named Marielle, and this family actually emigrated to the United States from Venezuela, you know, escaping some of the economic hardships that have really plagued that country. And Marielle was a student in El Sistema in Venezuela. And her dad told me, you know, music is the most important thing to us, and I don't know what my daughter would be like if she weren't a musician. Mm-hmm. And Marielle told me herself how the first day she was sitting in class, she didn't speak a word of English. But she came into Kids Notes, and she saw a rhythm written on the whiteboard. And she said, I couldn't understand what the teacher was saying, but I knew how to read, and I knew how to play that rhythm that was on the board. So I knew I had found a place where I could be successful. Mm-hmm. And it's really incredible to see that in kids' lives.
It's the universal language of music, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Speaking with Nick Malinowski again, Kids Notes is the organization. KidsNotes.org is the website, and that's kids with a Z, KidsNotes.org. What do you have coming up? There's some really cool events.
Well, actually, tonight we have an incredibly exciting event with North Carolina Opera. North Carolina Opera is about to put on a production of Georges Bizet's Carmen, one of the great opera masterpieces.
Love it.
And our young musicians are fortunate to be singing the children's chorus. So I've prepared about 13 of our students, ages 7 to about 12, who are going to be making their debuts on the opera stage tonight in Georges Bizet's Carmen at North Carolina Opera. So that's this evening, Friday evening at 7:30, and then Sunday afternoon matinee as well with North Carolina
Opera. How excited are they? How excited are you?
Oh, I'm incredibly excited, not least because it gives me an opportunity to work in the art form that I love most, which is opera. But it is such an incredible experience for our kids because they're treated like professional musicians. The opera company has really done an incredible job of making sure they feel supported, but are also treated just like all of the other professional musicians. So they recognize the importance of what they're doing, and the families, the support that our students' families have given, and really going above and beyond, because it's an arduous and challenging rehearsal process. The whole thing has been a real blessing for us.
That's really cool. And there's a gala event, a fundraiser, right, coming up in February?
Absolutely. A really fun and incredible evening to support Kids Notes. You know, Kids Notes is almost entirely supported through private gifts and donations. It takes us about $2,500 per student to provide 400 hours of instruction in a free instrument. It's pretty incredible when you think that's about $6.20 per hour.
I was going to say, that's really, really efficient, yeah.
One of the ways that we make sure that no kid ever has to pay for Kids Notes is by having evenings like our upcoming gala at the Umstead on the 16th. We're going to be joined by some pretty incredible people. Our honorary chair is Chef Vivian Howard from Kinston, who was Tar Heel of the Year last year and a huge Kids Notes champion. The First Lady of North Carolina, Kristen Cooper, will be there accepting an award on our behalf. And we'll be joined by local jazz trumpeter Al Strong, who has featured Kids Notes students on his most recent album, is going to be collaborating with them. It's a really incredible night. I encourage everyone to go to Kids Notes, KIDZNotes.org, to read more and to buy tickets to join us that evening.
It's Saturday, February 16th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. And again, KidsNotes.org is the website for more information. We've got Nick Malinowski here from Kids Notes. We're doing Kids Q. Are you ready for the question?
I guess so.
No one ever is. It's fun. All right. Everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here's today's question. It's a simple one today, so you've got maybe an easy one, maybe a hard one. What is the nicest thing anyone has ever said to you?
What is the nicest thing anyone has ever said to you? Well, I have a 2-year-old son.
Okay.
So I have to think about something pretty simple and straightforward. You know, my 2-year-old son... Probably the nicest thing that he ever says to me is just when he says, "I love you, Daddy."
Aww.
And I hope he's listening right now.
Aww. I can't top that. That's good.
Yeah, well, you know, when you've got the cute factor.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
impossible to top, right? Yeah.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers on that, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X, and use the hashtag KidsQ. We've got Nick Malinowski here in the studio from Kids Notes, Kids with a Z. Other things that people ought to know about Kids Notes?
We have another incredible event coming up on April 5th. We are really fortunate to be part of a really incredible night at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, with Nashville Songwriters Night. So about 12 Hall of Fame songwriters from Nashville come and they do an acoustic show where they tell the stories behind their tunes. It's a really incredible night, and Kids Notes students will perform as part of the evening.
Oh, nice.
And it's a benefit for Kids Notes and a couple of other great nonprofits. So I really encourage people to come out, especially if you love country music like I do. It's a great chance to hear the stories behind some of the songs and support music education at the same time.
Do we know who some of the songwriters are this year?
So one of the great things is that we do know who some of the songwriters are. You probably would know their songs better than you would know them.
Okay.
So Jesse Alexander, for example, wrote Miley Cyrus's The Climb. She wrote Blake Shelton's great song, Mine Would Be You.
Nice.
Last year we had Wynn Varble, who's written some great songs. Jimmy Eary, who wrote I Drive Your Truck. I mean, some of these guys are writing, you know, they have dozens of number one country hits to their name, but we don't necessarily know who they are. You know, because they're not always the face and the voice of the hits. So it's cool to hear the story behind the scenes.
Love it. Again, kidsnotes.org is the website. That's kids with a Z, KIDZNotes.org. Get tickets to the gala on Saturday, February 16th, 6 to 9:30 at the Umstead. Head out to the North Carolina Opera tonight and Sunday to hear the kids in action. And mark your calendars for April, right, at DPAC?
That's right. It's Friday night, April 5th at 8 p.m. at DPAC. Tickets start as low is $25. It's a great chance to see some incredible music at an affordable price and support Kids Notes in the process.
Awesome. Nick Malinowski, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. I really appreciate it. And thank you to all the listeners for all they do.